Brian, good morning. How are you today?
Fantastic, Duke. It's great to be in Wyoming today.
Absolutely. Absolutely is. Well, and you say that because not too long ago you were not in Wyoming, I understand. Made a trip to, D.C. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. And it was kind of on a short notice. I was invited to come to the White House. Actually, it's an extension of the White House. It's the Eisenhower office building where we met with the Secretary of Energy, Secretary of Treasury, EPA heads, and other senior White House officials on trying to discuss some of the things going on in the energy industry. And particularly, we were the power plant, the Natrium power plant, the Terra power plant, was highlighted in the discussions, and they were there to kind of get a briefing from me on how things were going, and it was a great experience. We definitely, cameras on the map, that's for sure.
Wow. So what were some of the things discussed? Was it just kind of trying to for those national leaders to get an understanding of what's happening, or was there more kind of business to it?
There was a business side of things. There's the bipartisan infrastructure law, and actually some of the funding for the power plant will come from that, $1.5 billion of it from that, so from the Department of Energy. And there was other things discussed as well. There's some solar credits that have been increased that they announced at that, so there's more opportunities for solar as part of the clean energy, the clean energy focus of this administration. So,
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the phone this morning. That's a great opportunity for you to represent Kemmer. Were there any other communities around the nation involved with that, or was it just you?
Yes. Yeah, actually there were. And the other community that was there was the Appalachian community, where there's a lot of coal miners, and there was actually some people that are trying to help the Appalachian region, which has millions of people in it, a lot more than Wyoming, of course. I think over 20 million people in that region that are struggling because of the decline in the coal industry, and so a lot of the discussion was around them. There was also people, representatives from the United Mine Workers Association and the utilities union as well. So just trying to do what they can. I know they've really struggled in Appalachia. Actually, I left feeling very fortunate that we've got a lot of things going here in Wyoming after I learned what they're having to go through. They talk about it, the opioid epidemic that has hit pretty hard there because of the a lot of people losing their jobs and struggling emotionally, of course. So
wow. Well, Brian, you talk about a lot of things going on in Wyoming, and of course, South Lincoln County appears to be leading that charge. Tell me what you should know about this proposal from Rocky Mountain Power for a hydrogen facility. What's this about?
So, yeah, this is actually what they're looking at doing is creating another upper reservoir. Lake Viva Naughton would then become the lower reservoir for what would they call pump storage facility of water, hydro pump. And it's kind of, to me, it's kind of like having a battery that lasts, how a lot of the batteries that they have right now, the solar and the wind, the solar batteries and the other batteries are like 4 hours. This, as I understand it, would be double that. So what they would do is they would pump the water upstream to a reservoir, and then when they need it, they would open up the reservoir. It would turn the turbines and create about 8 hours of storage of power. When the sun's not shining and the wind's not blowing, that kind of thing. I think it's another type of way to address the shortfalls of the renewables out there. And the challenge that I see, though, is it's kind of ironic to me to think that there will likely be, for at least a season, coal-fired power pumping water up stream to that reservoir. So,
yeah.
And it is heavily, I think it's quite subsidized. So there, it's not, it, I'm sure there's government credits involved here. So the government is very into providing funding for these projects. So.
So is this, is it just a proposal at this stage? Is this something that, I mean, how many years out is this if it were to take place?
So it actually, they, PacifiCorp applied for a preliminary permit from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. So this is working. I had heard about it, it was about a year ago that it was coming. It's quite innovative, really. We're fortunate to, you know, kind of be another example of innovation in the energy industry. I think the project is supposed to be about 4 years or so from when they tried to get that permit in January, so maybe in 2025. Don't think there's going to be a lot of permanent jobs, but there's probably going to be some construction jobs, of course, for that. So,
excellent. Well, Brian, some other items looking around South Lincoln County. Understand the city council is looking at the potential of a recycling facility, and they're encouraging a recycling facility to locate in South Lincoln County. Tell us about this.
Yes, and this is there's a company that has approached us a while ago. Actually, it was last summer. They came and talked with me and Mayor Tech and others with the county and about some of the opportunities south again of Kemmer. I think a lot of the reason they came to us is because of the attention we got from getting the TerraPower plant. And but one of the things that they're going to be hoping to do is create some metallurgical facilities for recycling, resource recovery, and production of critical and strategic metals. And what they're actually hoping to get anywhere from 80 to 400 high-paying full-time jobs. The 400 would be if we got a smelter here, but they emphasize very much that this is clean energy and it's recycling some of the, you know, the strategic metals, such as what they want to create is like some of the platinum group metals, those kinds of opportunities. I know there's a shortage of some of these critical metals, and so they're trying to address that, and they've got a facilities internationally, and I think strategically we've become dependent a little bit too much, and that's kind of one of their focuses as well, to be help the United States become more strategically independent with those critical metals. And of course, one of the things that they're trying to do is get grant government funding from some of the funding that's available for clean energy as well. So we wrote a letter of support for them. I know that Senator Loomis wrote a letter of support for them as well. And so I hope that they can get this off the ground because it would be a great opportunity for us.
Well, Brian, appreciate your time this morning. Of course, as we start to see some of the snow melt and the seasons transition a little, look ahead to some of the activities and events that take place in South Lincoln County. Oyster Ridge recently announced their lineup, so some great things on the horizon.
Yes, and if I could make a plug for our event center, speaking of events, we now, thanks to some donations we received from TerraPower, Bechtel, it's building the TerraPower plant, and Rocky Mountain Power, we now have the ability to do online video conferencing in our event center, which is pretty cool. You know, it's going to help us with some training opportunities that are going to be coming. And obviously, it's now working. So people, if they want to use that facility, they could have that additional benefit. So
excellent. Excellent. Well, Brian, appreciate your time this morning. Anything we missed you would like to touch on?
We're the golf course is not open yet, but we're working on it. So we got a lot of snow out there. Normally this Saturday we'll be opening. We're hoping to open it by the end of April and have the snow melted if all goes well. So
you just need a bigger blowtorch. What you need.
Exactly.
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, appreciate the update as always. Thank you.